الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: قل يا أهل الكتاب تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم ألا نعبد إلا الله ولا نشرك به شيئا ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله فإن تولوا فقولوا اشهدوا بأننا مسلمون. يا أهل الكتاب لم تحاجون في إبراهيم وما أنزلت التوراة والإنجيل إلا من بعده أفلا تعقلون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in the current verse which I have just recited, this is an open invitation from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unto the people of the book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that say to the Ahlul Kitab that they should come upon some common word. تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم. That O Ahlul Kitab, O the people of the book, that refers to the Yahud and Nasara, come to a common word between us and between you. And what is this common word? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains it to be أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, that we do not worship anybody other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا نُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا, we should not ascribe or associate any partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا أَرْبَابًا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, and that some of us should not take others as gods or as lords, as deities other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, we should not obey one another when it comes to the ma'asiyah, the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here we see an open invitation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unto the Ahlul Kitab that they should become muwahidun, they should become people who are monotheist believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, they should worship Allah. فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا, but if they have to turn away. Remember, this was the mission and the job and the task of every single Prophet Nabi that came into this world. قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ تُفْلِحُونَ, and say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ and you will be successful. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that after conveying the message unto them, if they have to turn away, فَقُولُوا اشْهَدُوا بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ, then say to them, well, you bear witness that listen, we are those who have submitted ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Ahlul Kitab, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Ahlul Kitab by saying, لِمَ تُحَاجُّونَ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمِ. So when we look into this verse, we see that this is basically a refutation or a rebuttal against the arguments that they would present falsely regarding Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that he was a follower of their religion. So the Nasara would say that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he was a Nasrani, he was a Christian, and the Yahud would say that, you know what, Ibrahim, he was a Jew. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here explains to them that on what grounds, on what basis do you say that? Whereas Allah says the Torah and the Injil were only revealed after, long after the demise of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So how could you say that Ibrahim belonged to your faith? Allah says, Ya Ahlul Kitab, then O Ahlul Kitab, O the people of the book, namely the Jews and Christians, لِمَ تُحَاجُّونَ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمِ, why are you arguing about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, saying that he is one of your faith, that is Christianity and Yahudiya, Judaism. Allah says, وَمَا أُنزِلَتِ التَّوْرَاةُ وَالْإِنْجِيلُ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ, whereas if you have to look at the Torah and the Injil, in these two respective books, we don't find the mention of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam belonging to the people of the faith of these two religions. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ, Allah says, will you not comprehend that what you are doing is basically something that is do you not comprehend that what you are saying doesn't make sense? Allah then tells them, هَا أَنْتُمْ هَؤُلَاءِ حَاجَجْتُمْ فِي مَا لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ فَلِمَ تُحَاجُّونَ فِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah tells the Yahud and Nasara that listen, you people are such that here you argue about, you come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam many a times and you argue about things that you have knowledge about. You know very well that the authenticity of such things are found in your books. But I want to ask you a question. In this case, here you are arguing about something that you have absolutely no knowledge of. In other words, the point is to tell you that all the time you argue bil-batil. batil. You argue falsely. وَجَادَلُوا بِالْبَاطِلْ يُدْحِضُ بِهِ الْحَقِّ. And the purpose and the point of arguing falsely is to wipe out and to remove the truth by the means of that false argument. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah knows very well what you're up to, and you do not know things. In the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will complete this tomorrow. Allah explicitly mentioned what faith Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was upon. Allah says he was not a Yahudi, nor was he a Nasrani. But if we look down the verse, Allah says he was a Muslim, and we will explain the meaning of this tomorrow.